This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
All right, y'all. So this week is going to be a short episode. Not a whole lot to go on this week. But again, like I said, I don't want y'all to feel like I'm not putting forth effort or we going back dark again, because we're not. We are here. So with that being said, y'all, sit back, get ready. This is a solo episode. And with that being said, y'all, here we go.
I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it. A place where you die if you don't know the basics. A place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us.
Shit.
Now I done took it out of town and showed these other cities how the D be getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make them act right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be all on my nuts. Fuck em, I don't need radio to win. Got the streets, got the strippers, and my niggas in the pen. And they all wanna see a nigga make it. If a chance make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take it. Fuck being hesitant. Black Dove Gang, what I represent. Flow so excellent. Counting dead presidents.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the I'm Not As Thinkly Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your Royal Ratchetness, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's Cat. And this is episode numero 218. So let me write that down, because I don't be wanting to lose count. I want to be staying up on this count again, yo, and see what's up. So real quick, y'all, I got a lot of good feedback from last week's episode with Marion. And I appreciate y'all for tuning in and for sharing the fact that y'all really enjoyed it. I got a lot of good feedback from that, and a lot of people saying that they appreciated the episode. And I just want to thank y'all for listening, for tuning in, and giving me your thoughts back. Like I said, I always do want to hear from y'all. I want to interact with y'all, and we here for it. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. I was a little parched. My Modelo had to get me right. But I definitely want to let y'all know that I hear y'all. And I appreciate y'all for reaching out and letting me know that y'all appreciated the episode and that y'all was listening, you know? I want to thank Marty for coming on. That was a really good conversation we had, you know? And you know, the parts that I was able to share with y'all, it seemed like it really hit home for quite a few of y'all. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate Marty for opening up and being vulnerable with us. Because it's not always easy to be very vulnerable and to be transparent, you know. Sometimes we overshare. Sometimes we get lost in the conversation. I know there's times where there's things that I'm going through, things that I'm experiencing in my life, and I want to talk on it and preach on it, but I might be in a point to where I'm not ready to talk, or maybe I'm not able to talk. You know, I'm not as free as I want to be, or able to say what I want to say and do what I want to do, or move how I want to move. And that's all right. You know, that's all right. So it's just times like that that I just want to be very clear that, you know, on this pod and on this platform on social media, I try to be as transparent as I can, but also understand that my private life is my private life. You know, things that I experience with my kids, you know, I don't tell y'all everything. Things that I experience with my wife, I don't tell y'all everything. Things that I experience on my MC, I damn sure don't tell y'all everything. You know, like, is more than a notion to know the different facets and the different faces that make up Cat. And I do my best that I can do to be transparent with y'all here on the show and to let y'all know where I'm at with it, you know? Excuse me. Yeah, that happened. I had a couple of guys write in very recently, and I'm not going to say their names, but they're going through it, you know, and they wanted to reach out and just say that, you know, I guess just vent, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're here for, you know. If you want to vent, if you want advice, if you want to talk, we're here for that, you know. That's exactly what we're here for. And anytime that y'all ever need something, just reach out, you know. But more so over, it's more than a notion, and that's why I try to beat y'all over the head with it, to understand that it's okay to not be okay. You know what I'm saying? That it's all right if you are not all right. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with feeling sad. There's nothing wrong with feeling upset. There's nothing wrong with feeling depressed, angry, hurt, emotional. It takes more strength. It takes more courage. It takes more dexterity. It takes more manhood to process emotion than it does to just ignore it, to just sweep it under the rug. And sometimes we have to ignore it for the moment. But when you get home, when you're alone, when you're in your car, when you're riding, that's when you can process your emotion. It's okay to let it out. Like, I've shared videos before, and I've said it also too, that, you know, as a biker, my armor, my helmet has heard me cry. My armor has heard me yell. My armor knows my deepest, inner, darkest thoughts. My armor knows the real me. My armor will never betray me. And my armor will forever give its life to protect me. And there are times where I do ride my bike just so I can cry. Just so I can yell, so I can be angry, I can let my fury out. My throttle allows me to do that. And I'm saying this to say that you don't have to be a biker. I mean, if you want to be a biker, that's great. But if you're not, that's okay. There's other outlets for you. You just have to find out what they are. But don't ignore your feelings. Don't ignore your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be weak sometimes. Feeling weak is not a sign of weakness. Feeling weak is emotion. That's man. Congratulations, you're fucking human. So don't ever think that because you're sad, because you feel heartbroken, because you feel insert emotion, that's okay. It's all right. It's all right. I promise you it's all right. And if you ever need, remember, the Sandwich Crew is here for you. The brotherhood is strong. We're here for you. You know, we might be weak, singular, but we strong together. Don't ever forget that. There's more than just one of us. And we forever got your back. We're here for it. All right? So with that being said, I just want to thank y'all for listening. And just again, remember, no, we're here for it. We're here for you. We're here for whatever it is you might need, whatever it is you want to talk about, whatever you want to get off your chest. We're here for you. We're not going to turn you out. We're not going to post your shit. We're not going to air your name out, nothing like that. But we're here for it. All right, we're here for you. Hang on, I'm going to throw, I don't know, I'm just damn thirsty. Ooh, nice and cold too. Yeah, that happened. But I also want to speak up and let y'all know that, you know, whatever situation y'all going through, whatever you are experiencing, whatever you feel at the moment, you know, don't be afraid to speak up. Remember, speaking up is crucial. You know, it's unfair for you to feel a way and not say nothing and just take it out on everybody. That's unfair to you. It's unfair to the other people. If you feel something, say it. Say it. You have to learn how to communicate, be communicative, you know, and understand that not everybody communicates the way you want them to or the way you need to. And you can be like, yo, well, you know, I said this, da 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 da. Okay, you might have said something your way, and in your way, you might have been thinking, well, how much clearer can I be? But sometimes it takes directiveness. You have to actually say, yo, I don't like this. Stop doing that. Can you do this more? Can you not do that anymore? Can you say less of this? Can you say more of this? Sometimes it takes directiveness. Remember, people aren't mind readers. A lot of times it's hard for us to read between the lines, and you might think that because you suggested, oh, well, can we go here instead? That was you directly saying, I don't like that place no more. No, sometimes you got to say, look, I don't want to fucking eat here anymore. Can we please go over there? Sometimes you got to be direct with it. So, you know, again, just learn to speak up, learn to say what's on your mind, because a lot of times keeping that shit inside not only eats away at you, but it becomes corrosive to the relationship in which you're experiencing, whether it's a friendship, a sistership, a brothership, a cousinship, a partnership, a marriage, whatever relationship it is. You know what I'm saying? It's being corrosive to that ship, you know, the tents of the ship, that you have to remember sometimes it takes directiveness to be clear, you know? And so if you're not clear with it, you can't be angry with it when somebody else thinks one thing when it's not that. You know, if I'm over here thinking that you mad because insert complaint, when really you mad because of something entirely else, or you may not even be mad, you just acting different because of da da. You gotta speak clear. You gotta speak up and say that shit. There ain't nobody no fucking mind readers, you know. So though, again, you know, speak up, be communicative, say what it is that you want and what it is you don't want. And just because you want something doesn't mean that that's the way it should be, because are you really being fair? So just remember that, all right? You know, so just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, all right? Aside from that, that's really all I got for this week. Hold on. Okay, all right. So, during the week, I've heard a few things that it boggles my mind the way some people think. And I try my best not to be judgmental of others. I'm always open and welcome to ridicule, I guess, or interpretations, a different way of thinking and whatnot. But sometimes people are just fucking retarded, and it boggles my mind the way some people think. Like, I know some people have expressed, you know, discontent and certain ideologies when it comes to government or conspiracy theories and whatnot and da 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 da. Right? Cool. I'm with you on all of that. All right. Cool. But some shit just don't make fucking sense. Okay, it just don't. I have recently this week been exposed to true flat earthers. And if you don't know what that is, it's a society of people that truly do believe that the earth is flat. And apparently NASA is the gatekeepers of the universe, right? So apparently flat earthers believe that the earth is flat, right? And that Antarctica is the edge of the world all the way around. So imagine the earth being a CD. That's really what they believe. The earth is a CD. It's a disc. And the edge of the disc is Antarctica, a protected landmass around the edge of the world that NASA protects with an ice wall, like fucking Game of Thrones, an ice wall, and prevents us from just walking off the earth and going into space. No, there's no audio issues. I needed y'all to hear that and take that in. NASA protects the fucking ice wall that is around the fucking earth, the whole entire earth, right? And prevents us from walking, just walking off the edge of the fucking earth. Just bloop, like you walk off the curb, you can walk off the earth. That is what flat earthers believe. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, I understand. I've heard some dumb shit. Like, there was a dude I used to work with that he told me that gravity's not real and that birds are a construct of the government to spy on us. Birds are not real. And after he said those things, I'm like, yep. You can't talk to me no more. Like, at all, about nothing. I don't give a fuck if we work together. I don't give a fuck you on my team. You ain't got nothing to say to me. You cannot talk to me no more. And that was a very interesting time. But yeah, that's what he thought. And he was very dead set against it. He was very horse, not dead set. He was horse set against that the government made birds to spy on us. Birds are not a real animal. And that gravity didn't really exist. Gravity's not a thing. Yeah. And he's also a Trumper. And yeah. So, But I just said that to say, because I wanted y'all to hear that, because I heard that nonsense this week too. And yeah. I just really wanted y'all to be aware of that people really fucking think that dumb shit. And I'm not one to judge people and say, and that you stupid, right? Because everybody's welcome to think what they want to think and have their own ideology, and that's cool. I'm straight on that, right? But if you really believe the earth is fucking flat and that NASA is the gatekeeper of the universe and there's a fucking ice wall around the fucking edge of the world like fucking Game of Thrones. Yeah, you on some wild shit, bro. Yep. That's a real fucking thing. You could Google it if you want. Check it out. See what's up. And when I heard that shit, I was like, wow, okay, this is where we going with it. This is where we going with it. Word. Respect. But I just wanted y'all to hear that shit too. That was fucking stupid. I need a drink after that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Whew. I just don't understand how, number one, right? If the earth really was flat, okay? If the earth really was flat, what is the point of hiding that? Like, what do we gain from not having that as common fucking knowledge? Explain to me what we... I don't understand. What would be the point of hiding that? The earth is flat, then the fucking earth is flat. Number one. Number two, how do you... I don't understand how you really truly believe that. Like, it's called physics. Just look at the way that the earth, the sun moves, the moon moves, the stars move. The shit doesn't process if we're flat. How does that work? Then on top of that, just gravity alone. I don't understand. I don't understand how people think this shit. I really don't. I understand it, conspiracy theories, and some conspiracies I believe, some I don't. But come on, man. Come on. Flat Earth? Flat Earth. Really? Lord. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. So I put some orange slices in my bottle of water, right? And I don't taste them. Now I'm shaking it up, trying to get the oranges to mix in with the water. That just tastes fucking water. Hey, that was a waste. All right. Anyway, anywho. Y'all chime in, let me know. Are y'all flat earthers, or do y'all believe the earth is really round? Chime in and let me know what's up. And again, a special shout out to Marty for last week's episode. That was a great fucking time. It was a good conversation. Look forward to more of it. And we're going to be having more people come on. We're going to have Sam come back on from Understanding Epilepsy. And we're going to have Santiago come on from Raw and Real podcast. And we're going to have Marty come back on too. And if there's any other podcasters that y'all listen to that you think that we should have a conversation with, chime in and let me know. excuse me, I can't get my throat clear. Chime in and let me know who else you listen to that you think would be a good conversationalist, that you would like to hear our banter go back and forth and see what's up with that, you know, because sometimes y'all listen to people I'm not aware of, or sometimes it's, you know, someone that you like, yo, I think y'all have a good conversation about da-da-da-da-da, and I don't even know about them. So chime in and let me know if there's anybody that y'all listen to that you would like to hear us talk about, and, you know, we'll definitely reach out and try and get a hold of that and make that happen. With that being said, y'all, I appreciate y'all for listening. Told you it was going to be a short and simple, sweet one this week. I'm actually about to get myself together. I got to take my son to get his hair cut. Kobe's going to be at the barbershop, so me, my son, and Kobe about to go chill and kick it or whatever, and do our thing. So with that being said, y'all, I appreciate y'all for listening. Don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend about your podcast, favorite podcast. This has been another episode of the I'm Not a Things You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. I am your Royal Ratchetness, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat. And I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.